Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Fulfilled in Your Hearing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. The Gospel of the Lord. The Spirit overshadowed Jesus at his baptism and was with him in those long days and nights in the desert. Then Jesus went to Galilee again in the power of the Spirit. He immediately received the welcome and adulation we associate with rock stars. News of his preaching and deeds of healing spread widely. So he went home to Nazareth. Now why? Well, perhaps he felt the need to be with his family and friends. Maybe he needed a respite from the adoring crowds. But the home folks had heard of him too and expected to see the signs and wonders they'd been hearing about. So, on the Sabbath day, as he usually did, he went to the synagogue and was given a scroll to read. He found the verses in Isaiah that identified him as he wanted to be known, a spirit-gifted and spirit-driven man with a heart like the heart of the God of Israel, the God people had worshipped for centuries. People stared in wonder as he proclaimed, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Ooh, how excited they were, and how well they spoke of him at first. But then, wait, what did he mean? Don't we know his family? Didn't we see him grow from a little boy into manhood? Who does he think he is? But we'll hear that part of the story later. For now, let's focus on that phrase, fulfilled in your hearing. Sure, he could have and probably did mean, today, this voice you hear, my voice, is coming from the one to whom Isaiah refers. I am the one who fulfills the prophet's words. This is who he thinks he is. But I wonder if there is more. Communication theory teaches us that a message cannot be successfully delivered unless the one receiving it can hear it, can receive it. Perhaps distractions or loud outside noise impedes the hearing. Maybe physical hearing loss makes hearing the message impossible But there may be something more sinister impeding the messages being received. Maybe the intended hearer refuses to listen to the message for any number of reasons. The message is troubling to hear. The messenger is deemed unsuitable or unreliable. Too many other messages seem more important to attend to. Oh, lots of things can impede the messages being truly heard. Jesus tells us that this message, this grand and glorious vision of Isaiah identifying him, is fulfilled, can be realized only in our hearing, really hearing it. Real hearing means receiving the words as they are spoken or written, taking them to heart, and then acting upon them. Such reception allows the words to be fulfilled in people's hearing. The question for us today is, are these words fulfilled in our hearing, in our taking them to heart, in our acting upon them? If so, then we walk the path he trod, the path of liberty, the path of healing, the path of good news for the poor. Then these words are fulfilled.